Deborah Henson Conant has been described as a combination of Leonard Bernstein, Steven Tyler, and Xena the Warrior Princess. Not what you'd expect for a musician who plays the harp. But Henson Conant is anything but a traditional harp player. In fact, the Grammy-nominated performer says she originally rejected the harp as a sissy instrument. But after taking it up again in college, she began searching for ways to unlock the harp's musical storytelling potential. She found it, she says, at the Celebration Barn Theater in South Paris, Maine, a performing arts school created by the late mime artist Tony Montanaro. It was Montanaro, she says, who helped her find her true musical voice.
I figured if a man can do mime, can take such a structured thing as mime and say, fine, I'm going to find the deepest part of this that has nothing to do with the white face and nothing to do with the not talking, but what it's really about, that I could take my instrument to him and I could say, tell me what this is really about. And so basically we took apart all the facade and helped me to come in to find out what this instrument was. This was 20 years ago.
Now, this harp that you have with you is not what I generally picture as a harp. I think of it as a big giant thing that dwarfs the player.
Exactly. But so what you're seeing in front of you is almost like, honey, I put the harp in the washer and the dryer and with something blue. I'm wearing it. I've got it strapped on like I would an electric guitar. It's electric blue, and it's got not that many strings. It's got 31. Okay, that's a lot in guitar terms, but a concert harp would have about 41, and it's got a different sound. And I mean. You might think that was a guitar. And certainly think of harp. You probably wouldn't think of that as a harp. But I discovered that the harp is this just great blues instrument. And in part, it's funny, you can hear this if I go. I'm playing the same string and I'm moving a little lever. But if I play the string and then move the lever like that, I can get this blues sound. So it was very cool to realize that, you know, something that was a sort of a mechanical part that was meant to do one thing can do something very different with it. But let me just play you a couple different styles so you can see. Here's a little blues, goes like, and I'll sing along with it. Oh, well, my mama, she told me, your crazy ways gotta stop. You gotta act like a lady, play like an angel. If you wanna get to the top, you gotta practice your Beethoven. And you'll never lose. I said, Mama, don't wanna play Beethoven and Bach. I know they're really great guys. I don't want what they got. Mama, let me tell you the news. I wanna play the blues. Feel free to sing along. I wanna play the blues. You at home, you can sing along. I wanna play the blues. I wanna play the blues. That's
wow.
A kind of fun, huh?
Sounds great.
So, but then there's a whole other style, and this is actually very sort of the kind of flamenco style. Where I might even sort of, I'm strumming it now, which is a different kind of technique.
Wow, that's great. Do you ever play classical music on the harp?
I do play classical music to practice it. But, you know, I must say that it's not always my favorite thing to play the harp. And one of the things that I love to remember is that the body is the first instrument and the voice is the first instrument and the the what we think of as the instrument is just another extension of that. So I also love to sing without the harp or play without it.
So was singing your first love?
Yes. In fact, my parents courted each other by singing. And I wouldn't even say it was my first love. It was my first language. I remember my relatives by the songs that they sang. So my grandmother used to put me in a wheelbarrow, and she'd wheel me down to the garden, and she would sing. And this is one of the songs that she sang. Well, I wish I was an apple hanging on a tree. Every time my Cindy passed, she'd take a bite of me. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. You know I'm gonna marry you someday. So many of my relatives had beautiful voices, but my grandmother Edith had an absolutely terrible voice. And I discovered that I loved it equally to the others. So I always encourage people to sing whether they think they have a beautiful voice or not, because according to Edith, people gotta sing. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. You know I'm gonna marry you someday. Someday. I wish I was a footbridge across a river wide. I want to help you in your troubled times, get to the other side. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. You know I'm gonna marry you someday. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. You know I'm gonna, you know I'm gonna, you know I'm gonna marry you someday. Someday I'm gonna marry you someday. Someday I'm gonna marry you. Someday, someday, someday.
Deborah Henson Conant, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Harpist, singer, composer, storyteller, Deborah Henson Conant. You can see her perform her original music and stories with the Grand Rapids Symphony Orchestra tonight on the stations of the Maine Public Broadcasting Network. The program titled Invention and Alchemy airs at 9 p.m. You can find out more about Henson Conant on her website, hipharp.com.